getting more subscribers, and getting your promo played on a ton of podcasts on today's School Podcasting Morning Announcements.
It's the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Hello and welcome to the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. This is where we talk about all things podcasting, from software to hardware to promotion to growing your fan base, everything like that. Thanks for tuning in, and let's get our contact information out of the way. I would love to have your contact. Today's show's built on listener contact, and you can participate. You can join in the conversation. Very easy. 888-563-3228. You can send me an email at schoolofpodcasting@gmail.com. Or if you want to record it, a message and send it in, you can do that as well. Our show notes are at, are you ready for this? I changed something. Ooh. Shownotes.schoolofpodcasting.com. And of course, our website, schoolofpodcasting.com. Tons of resources and the tutorials to get you up and going and podcasting in the blink of an eye. I don't like that one. Get your podcasting toot sweet. No, anyway. Get your podcasting. How about that? Join in the new revolution. Become part of the new media. SchoolPodcasting.com. Let's get to that listener feedback, shall we?
Hey, Dave. This is Taylor Merrick from the Taylor Merrick Podcast. You can find it at TaylorMerrick.com. I'm just calling to let you know that there is a listener contest question thing going on right now. It's a listener contest. It's quite interesting.
And that it is, and I'm going to cut that off. Taylor gave his contact information and things like that. I don't want to give that out on the air, but I found the promo. First of all, thank you very much, TaylorMerrick.com. Check him out. And here's the promo. Check this out. Somebody's thinking outside the box here. And it's an easy way for you to get your promo played on a lot of podcasts. Check this out.
Hi, my name is Greg.
And my name is Tanya, and we're from the family-friendly podcast Dancing with Elephants.
And we would like to pose a question to you. How would you like a chance at winning an Apple iPod Shuffle by simply writing a review for the podcast that you are listening to right now?
That's right. Simply writing a 20 words or more review for this podcast, the one that you're plugged into right now, can get you a chance at winning an iPod Shuffle. We're calling it the Let Them Hear You contest, and it's a chance for you to send feedback to the podcaster.
All you have to do is go to any podcast directory, such as iTunes, Podcast Alley, or Podcast Pickle, and write a 20-word review for this podcast and any other podcast that you fancy. Just make sure that the final three words in your review are the capital letter R, the capital letter U, and the word listening, followed by a question mark. So it reads as, "Are you listening?" Oh, and those three words count towards your total, so now you only need 17 more.
Then send the name of the podcast you reviewed, a copy of your review, the podcast directory containing your review, and your username, if applicable, to dwecontest@gmail.com.
Entries must be received no later than Friday, May 11th at 11:59 p.m. U.S. Central Time. For every legitimate review you submit, you'll get one entry into the drawing.
So the more reviews you write, the better your chances of winning.
Winners will be drawn from the legitimate entries. The runner-up prize includes CDs from Three Blind Mice and Jonathan Colton. The grand prize includes those CDs, plus seasons 1 through 4 of The Radio Ventures of Dr. Floyd, a one-year membership to the Dr. Floyd Imagination Nation Rangers, and an Apple iPod Shuffle.
You subscribe to the podcast. You listen to the podcast. You like the podcast. Why not let the producer of the podcast know just how much you appreciate the work they're doing? And maybe, just maybe, you'll walk away with an Apple iPod Shuffle for your efforts.
For a complete set of rules, visit the Dancing with Elephants website at dwithe.com. That's dwithe.com.
The Let Them Hear You contest is sponsored by Dancing with Elephants, with help from The Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd. Visit them at www.drfloyd.com. That's www.docterfloyd.com.
There you go. And if you wonder what the heck Dancing with Elephants is all about, they say life's always going to be a three-ring circus, so you might as well enjoy it. So thank you very much, Greg and Tanya, thinking outside the box. Because you're like, yeah, but they're giving away an iPod Shuffle. And gosh, iPods are expensive. Well, the big mother of all iPods, yeah, that's going to put out about $400. iPod Shuffle is $79. I'll have a link to this out in the show notes if you want to buy one. And, you know, so if you think about it, I'll have to get Greg and Tanya on the show when this is all done to see exactly, if they feel it was worth their while. Because obviously, while that's a great thing they're doing for the podcast community, they're trying to get people to write reviews about their favorite podcast. So feel free to go to iTunes and type in School Podcasting and write a review. I would love that. And of course, follow the rules that they've put out there. You know, are you listening? So that's great for the podcast community, but they're also, obviously, the reason they're doing this is they want you to go with dwithe.com and check out their podcast. And I just did. That's where I was reading their little top header there. Very cool, very thinking outside the box. Now, the question is going to be, is the promotion for their podcast, was that worth $80? And only Greg and Tanya will be able to answer that. So maybe they'll send us a comment when this is all done. But it is thinking outside the box. And let's go to another quick listener feedback.
Hey, Dave, this is Mark Anderson. I don't have a website or any other thing, but I love your podcast. I listen to it all the time, School of Podcasting. And I think the graffiti tip is just awful. And the reason is it's not really cheap or free because you're writing your podcast name on someone else's property. And it's kind of that kind of thing, like, what? How would you feel if someone wrote a promo for their podcast, like, on your car or on your house or on your office? You know, for example, I'm driving around, and I see these Ron Paul Love Revolution banners. I don't know if you've seen this in your city, but I'm in Phoenix, and I see these things, and I'm like, that is a really bad idea, because the people who put them up on, like, public property. And it reflects really bad on the person who the message is trying to promote. It's like, hey, I'm so cheap that I'm going to, you know, graffiti my name on someone else's property, which is kind of weird. So anyway, I'm getting excited. I do that when I'm in the car. But I love, love, love your podcast. Listen to it all the time. My top 5 and 5 would probably be School of Podcasting 5 times in a row. Anyway, I just wanted to say that I love you. I don't want to put your fire or anything like that, but dude, come on! Graffiti? No! Don't do it. Okay, bye.
No, and you'll be glad to know I didn't. And really, you know, a lot of times I throw out these ideas and people go, Dave, that's like, you're tarnishing your image by throwing out these wacky ideas. Well, I do it for 2 reasons. Number one, it may spur somebody to go, you know, that's a really dumb idea. But what would be cool would be, you know how people are, they put those signs at the end of the freeway, those little plastic signs. You could actually have those made for about $8 a sign. The bad news is you can put those up and the police can come by and pick them up and there goes your $8 out the window. But, you know, it spurs ideas. And so, yeah, that one I got from a music marketing book. I know I got a lot of flack about putting bookmarks in books at the library. That was an idea that I got, not from me, from Tricks of the Podcasting Masters. It's a book by Rob Walsh. I just heard him pronounce his name. It's Rob Walsh, podcast411.com. And today in podcasting, I'll be talking about that in a second. We're going to go over 15 minutes today, by the way. And I should probably just chill out. I'm talking really fast because I know I've got a lot to get to. But so these ideas are not always the best ideas, but it may have you go, you know, that's an awful idea, but what if we did this with it instead? And the only thing I can think of with the chalk idea, if you missed last week's show, this music marketing book said, why not take some chalk? And so let's say I've adapted this to podcasting. Let's say you do it a hobby kind of knitting or what's the word I'm thinking of? Crafts. A podcast about crafts. Well, you could go to Joann Fabrics or Michael's or some other craft store and write your podcast name right at the entrance. And as Mark was saying, dude, that's like not cool. That's somebody else's property. And I was like, yeah, but you can wash it away. And, you know, and I agree. I would never do something for the School of Podcasting. It's kind of like when I see somebody host their website on a free website. I'm like, look, you couldn't even put out, you know, $5 a month at you know, coolerwebpages.com, where School of Podcasting members get a 25% discount, by the way. And so I understand that point. So that's what I was kind of coming at with that. It's a way of hey, throw this out. Maybe you've got a better idea, a way to spin it. And the only time I could think of that really working was if I did some sort of like skateboarding rebel kind of podcast, you know, where that kind of, you know, anti-establishment thing would fit in, maybe. I don't know. That was just something I threw out there. Mark, thank you for... How cool is it that Mark is listening? He's not even a podcaster. Thank you, man. I really do appreciate that. And I got another idea. Since Greg and Tanya have you going to different directories, I noticed this, and I've noticed it before, but I've never really played with it a lot in iTunes. If you go to your... Find your podcast in iTunes, you'll see where it says people that subscribe to this podcast also subscribe to this podcast. And click on some of those. I was actually just surfing iTunes by clicking those links, and I found some interesting podcasts, and I found some that were really, really bad. This one. Speaking of that, if you're doing... Can you tell I'm a flight of ideas today? I'm just brainstorming with myself. But that's fun to do. Check that out. And my point is, if you see a podcast that subscribed, that has said, you know, people that listen to this podcast also listen to this podcast, go to that podcast and subscribe to it. That way, if people go to that person's website, it'll say people that also subscribe to this podcast also subscribe to your podcast. So kind of return the favor. But the thing, I found this really awful podcast, and all it amounted to was... It was like 9 episodes, and they all amounted to, you can make money with podcasting with talk show. You can make money with podcasting with talk show. You can make money. I was like, eh, broken record. If you're using a podcast to try to make money, you got to provide some content. How boring would this podcast be if I did nothing but pimp the school of podcasting? And I do. I mean, I'll raise my right hand. I pimp the school of podcasting.com in this podcast. But I got to give some content because nobody's going to listen to me just talk about school of podcasting.com, blah, 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 blah. The hard sell is not going to work here. And I have people that sign up at the school of podcasting.com and go, great, I'm ready to start my podcast. How do I make some money? Yeah. Cart way before horse. Way, way before the horse. All right. Got another idea. Got a free tool for you. Ah, psych. I'm going to do an ad first. Tribe. TRYPERSONY. TryPersony.com. Speaking of talk show, I have nothing against talk show, by the way. I'm going to be using them for another podcast. But one of the things I hate about TalkShoe is I've used it like 4 times now, and I've had to update my software twice. You know, and it's the whole thing. I just want to listen. I got to update and restart and blah, blah, blah. Check this out. You can do your own web conference, your own kind of conference call with a live chat room. You can do polls. You can poll your listeners. You can share whatever you're looking at on your computer. You can share that right there online. You can share a PowerPoint presentation. You can share pictures. You can share anything. And guess what? There's no monthly fees. Yeah. And guess what? When your listener comes to listen to your podcast, oh, and by the way, you can capture the whole thing and play the presentation as a flash video on your website. How cool is this thing? It's that cool. TryPersony.com. And when your listener, when your visitor arrives, they never have to install software. Yeah, loving it. Why am I so passionate about this? Because I use it. Tonight at the School of Podcasting, we're doing a podcaster roundtable. And members, if you're there, I'll see you there, and you will see Persony in action. You can have it on your website, too. You don't have to have any kind of special server, no. And best of all, no monthly fees. So what is it, like, what, $500? No, try $99. And you can try it for free. Check it out, TryPersony.com. TryPersony.com. All right, I'm sorry. What a tease. Here's another free tip, though. Free. I've done a couple things for the podcasting community out of the goodness of my heart, man. One of them is podcastclicks.com. In fact, I'm going to go there right now. Podcastclicks.com. And let's click on the statistics button. And just this month, 3,204 podcasters have, well, not so much podcasters, but there have been 3,204 clicks to podcast pages. It's free. What it is, it's a banner rotation tool. You simply upload a banner to your website, point podcaster, podcast. Don't even know my own website. Podcast clicks to it. Put some code on your website. When you show a banner, your banner is displayed on somebody else's page. Something I did, I just wanted a way for people to be able to promote their podcast. I gotta move my pop screen. I'm getting peas here today. So I created something else. And that is because I've had more and more people They get their podcast going, but the thing that really throws them for a curve sometimes is, I click on the RSS button and some gibberish comes up on the screen. And it's because we really, as podcasters, we just treasure subscribers. Not the guy that has to keep remembering to come back to the page or website to listen online. You love that subscriber. That's awesome. So I created a website, Learn to Subscribe. That's learntosubscribe.com. I think if you go to learn in the number 2subscribe.com, it'll go there as well. But right now, learntosubscribe.com. And it's just a tutorial that shows people how to subscribe in iTunes and how to subscribe in Juice. Now, why did I pick those two software packages? Because they're both free and they're both cross-platform. They're both Mac and PC. And they're both basically probably the top two podcatching softwares. Now, you can go there and you can watch the tutorial. There's also a link right there on the right-hand side if you want to skip the tutorial. But there's also a link right there on the left-hand side where you can link to this site. So you can go and get this code and just paste it into, let's say, your WordPress blog, and it'll put a button there, you know, subscribe to this podcast, never miss another episode. And when your visitors click on it, and they go to learntosubscribe.com, and they can watch. Now, at the end of that, they're taken to a new podcast directory, because we needed one of those like a hole in the head. But I wanted these people, now that they're hot and bothered about subscribing to a podcast, to be able to go to someplace where there were podcasts. So I created this podcast directory. Right now it's kind of empty, so if you're listening to this, feel free to go over and register as a user and put your podcast in. Members of the School of Podcasting.com are going to get little special perks for that, but it's something I'm doing, so feel free to go to learntosubscribe.com and grab the code and put that on your blog and your website and things like that, and hopefully we will teach the world to subscribe to podcasts. I hope we crash the server. And that is going to do it for this edition of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. Check out our resources and our tutorials. Going to get you going podcasting in the right direction. Don't waste your time doing all those Google searches. Schoolofpodcasting.com. Contact me. I jump for joy. Whee! When I get listener feedback, schoolofpodcasting@gmail.com. Or call it in, 888-563-3228. That number again, 888-563-3228. And always remember, if you miss that number, you can hit the rewind button. Have a pen. It works great. Thanks for tuning in. Till we meet again. Our show notes, I forgot to mention that, shownotes.schoolofpodcasting.com. Thanks for tuning in. And until we meet again, class dismissed.